toiling on the vine. Send her back her letter, send her back her ring, send her back her letter and her ring. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, lady, what a melon is spoiling on the vine. Hit it. What a melon is spoiling, what a melon is spoiling, what a melon is spoiling on the vine. Thelma's falling in love with me. Woo-hoo! Thelma's falling in love with me. Woo-hoo! Thelma's falling in love with me. Oh, my, oh, what a melon is falling on the vine. Send her back her letter. Send her back her ring. Send her back her letter and her ring. This is a kind of centennial song. We didn't have any real centennial song, but see if you can pick up our feeling about it and about the United States from this song.
Granddad used to tell me, boy, when I was just your age, was a river pilot.
Far Queen,
far Queen, the gangplank start to show.
Far Queen,
play the friend.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
And we thank you very much. That was fun. Now let's welcome the ethnic dancers from Tarpon Springs under the direction of Mary Burris and Nicolette Henderson. The people of Greek American descent in Tarpon Springs preserve the custom and ways of their European forebears. The dance and the costuming are an outstanding example. Let's welcome them. Folk Festival, Robert Dixon of Miami, Florida. Robert brings his songs from South Florida via Mississippi and Louisiana, where he was born and where he was raised during the Great Depression. Our friend Robert Dixon.
This is the drunkard's child, and this is the way I heard it about 1931 to 32. Bring that one up here. That's good. My father is a drunkard, my mother, she's dead, and I am just an orphan child, no place to lay my head. All through this world I wander, they drive me from their door. Someday I'll find a welcome on heaven's golden shore. Now if to me you'll listen, I'll tell my story sad, how drinking rum and a gambling hell have stole away my dad. My mother is in heaven, where God and the angels smile, and now I know she's watching her lonely orphan child. We all were once so happy and had a happy home, till Dad he went to drinking rum and then he gambled some. He left my darling mother, she died of a broken heart, and as I tell my story, I see your teardrops start. Don't weep for me and mother, although I know 'tis sad, but try to get someone to cheer and save my poor lonely dad. I'm awful cold and hungry, she closed her eyes and sighed, then those who heard her story knew the orphan child had died.
Well, that's the way I heard it. Why use three chords when you can use two, or why use four when you can get by with three? This is an old cowboy song called Hold On, Little Dogies. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. When I tighten my lasso, you're gone, you're gone. Make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. Colors are flying, today's the big show. Cowboys are hooping the big rodeo. Announcers are busy, the horns give a toot. Cowboys drive dogies to the end of the chute. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. When I tighten my lasso, you're gone, you're gone. Make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. On my ranch in Montana, we build a big fire. We rope and we brand in the way you would admire. With a lariat spinning, with horse on the run. In 21 seconds, the hog tying's done. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. When I tighten my lasso, you're gone, you're gone. Make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, little dogies, hold on. While weaving through cactus, I sing all day long. And the hoot owl sing with me this cowpuncher song. I spy a stray doggy going over the dune. And I lustily sing him this cowpuncher tune. Hold on, little doggies, hold on. When a tight you're gone, you're gone. Make your feet fly, they'll be tied by and by. Hold on, you little doggies, hold on. We have some automobile mechanics out there. Any automobile mechanics? I guess this is for all the mechanics. Cousin Thelma didn't approve this one, but I'm going to sing it anyway. See? Two lovers were out riding in their little Henry Ford. They were smooching in the merry month of May. He was fat and she was skinny. He had freckles and red hair. As he cranked his little Ford, she heard him say, "Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when my headlight fails to shine? Will you love me when my brakes, they need adjusting? Sweetheart, will you let me call you mine? Will you love me when my differential's ruined? Will you love me when my frame is bending too? And the nuts and bolts are falling. The old junk pile is calling. Will you love me when my little Ford is through? Time has brought on many changes since that faithful little Ford. And the couple now are growing old and gray. And they sit and rock together in the oaken rocking chair. Remembering the words he used to say. Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when my taillight fails to shine? Will you love me when my brakes, they need adjusting? Sweetheart, will you let me call you mine? Will you love me when my differential's ruined? Will you love me when my frame is bending too? And the bolts and nuts are falling. The old junk pile is calling. Will you love me when my little Ford is through?" That one must have been written by Henry Ford. Let me see if I can get this one together. This is called A Way Out There. I don't think I've ever heard this done here. It's an old hobo song that I used to sing a long time ago. So visualize yourself being kicked off of a train way out in Arizona somewhere with no water, nothing but sand. And this train whistle just doesn't seem to be as clear as it was about 30 years ago, but I'm going to try to get it together. A lonely spot I know where no man will go, where the shadows have all the room. I was riding free on the old SP, softly humming a southern tune. When a man came along, made me hush my song, kicked me off away out there. Ooh, la, I set down my load in the desert road, and I rested my weary legs. Then I watched that desert sun make the tall shadows run out on that barren plain. Then I hummed a tune to the rising moon. It's so lonesome way out here. Closed my eyes to the starlit skies, and I lost myself in dreams. I dreamed that desert sand was the milk and honey land. Then I woke up with a start. There was a train coming back on that one-way track, gonna take me away from here.
Oh, that was great. Let's give him another hand. Robert Dixon is a minister of music in Miami. We're very proud of that. We're proud that he loves to come and share his treasure trove of music with us. Let's welcome a newcomer to our stage, John McCutcheon of Dungannon, Virginia. Actions speak louder than words. Let's clap him onto the stage. The Hammered Dulcimer.
Thank you. It's good to be here, an awful long way from home, though. So I'm going to play some old fiddle tunes in the Hammered Dulcimer. And it speaks a lot better for itself than I do, so I'll just play it. Thank you. Thank you. I guess one thing I decided when I realized I had just 10 minutes is that I was going to have to get in tune and cut down my introductions. So if any of y'all want to know more about the Hammer Dulcimer, I'll be playing again this evening and tomorrow sometime. And there's also going to be a Hammer Dulcimer workshop tomorrow morning at, I think, 11 o'clock. You can check your programs. And I'll show you someone how to play, tell you a little bit more about the history. But it's an incredible instrument. It knocks me out sometimes. Now, I've never been one for being too much of a groupie, but I have to admit I'm probably the one and only groupie of a group called Asa Martin and the Cumberland Rangers. Have any of you ever heard of Asa Martin and the Cumberland Rangers? I didn't think so. Asa, yeah, I thought they were a group that's been around for about 50-some years, and Asa has always been a talent scout for some different radio station, mostly around East Kentucky. And I had the pleasure of meeting Asa about a year ago, and we sat down one whole evening up in Berea, Kentucky, and traded songs, and I learned a song off him that turned out used to be a real popular song on the radio back about 30 years ago, called The Barefoot Boy with Boots On. So... shining bright. The stars were casting burning rays on the storm that raged that night. Lightning struck the cow shed and the cows all chewed their cud. Moonlight set the prairie on fire in the middle of the woods. Oh, the barefoot boy with boots on come shuffling down the street. His pants were full of pockets and his boots were full of feet. He was born when he was a baby, his grandma's pride and joy. His only sister was a girl and his brother was a boy. Oh, he never was a triplet, but he always was a twin. His legs were fastened to his knees just below his chin. And his feet were fastened to his ankles several inches from his shoulder. And when he grew up, he became a man. Every day he got older. Who quickly became his wife. Her weight, it was 600 pounds, and her looks were just a sight. Her head was full of notions, and her mouth was full of tongue. They raised a dozen children, all born when they was young. 6 boys, 5 girls, and then another child. Never tried to raise them right, just let them grow up wild. And late in the evening, Lord, they'd send them off to bed. Not sure if they was living, and they wished that they was dead. Oh, the youngest was a baby, but the oldest was one first. The good one was the bad one, but the bad one was the worst. They never knew their ages, no, they never seemed to care. Knew they had a birthday, and it came around once a year. And they never knew their father's age, but they always had a hunch that he was born before their time, was the oldest of the bunch. And when they died, they could not speak their names, they could not tell. Oh, the girls all went to heaven, and the boys all went to... Now this verse isn't one from Asa, but I liked it, so I stuck it on. Oh, the organ peeled potatoes, lard was rendered by the choir. When the parson rang the dish rag, someone set the church on fire. Holy smokes, the teacher shouted as he madly tore his hair. Now his head resembles heaven, for there'll be no parting there. Thanks. Now this morning up in the Up in the children's workshop, I did a little Jew's harp workshop. Now, Jew's harp has always been the forgotten instrument of American folklore. And you may think I was hired to come to this festival, but that's not true. You see, I was sent here on behalf of the United Jewish Harp Appeal, which is an organization that's trying to bring back the Jew's harp to popularity in America. And if any of you are interested, we might have an impromptu Jew's harp workshop out back. But in the meantime, I'd just like to play a song with them. Now, they come in all sorts of different sizes. Now, here's the granddaddy. And it sounds like this. And this is the mama Jew's harp. And this is the stunted. See, they're all in different keys. And if I do it right, I may dazzle you with my versatility on the different Jew's harps. Mother Logo, she likes whiskey. Oh, Mother Logo, she likes wine. Oh, Mother Logo, she got drunk and she went across the river on a pumpkin vine. A hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, dad-doo-dad. A hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, die. A hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, dad-doo-dad. A hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, die. Now, y'all have been sitting there on your folding chairs all afternoon. How about if you sing that part with me? It's easy enough. It just goes, hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, 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 hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo. You folks in the shade, too. Hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, 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 hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo. Oh, the death of my poor children. Oh, the death that they did die. Some got killed and some got drowned. Some got choked on a chicken pie. Singing hoodle-ladle-loo, dad-doo, dad-doo, a hoodle-ladle-loo.